This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As 2015 is ending and 2016 is beginning, what will the future hold? Can we expect a continuation of what we have experienced in 2015? And what exactly did we experience in 2015? Well, let me give you a brief overview based on newspaper articles and other newscasts and outlets. And they all pretty much are in agreement as to what 2015 was all about. First, let me talk about the conditions in the world. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle dated December 31 saying this: 2015 was a horrible and depressing year. It was a year of crises, of war, and of catastrophes. The world is in political disarray and on the move. And the center of this commotion is the Middle East. Meanwhile, Europe has been dealing with war on its front doorsteps in Ukraine. Russia, despite all the sanctions against it, is back on the world stage. Obama's USA is focusing on itself again. He knows that America cannot solve all the world's problems, and he knows that it doesn't want to either. There is not much reason to hope that things will be any better in 2016. Now, this was echoed by an article by the Financial Times, dated December 28, saying, "Battered, bruised, and jumpy, the whole world is on edge. Not one global power is optimistic." Focusing on the Middle East, the article says, outside powers have proved unable to restore order to the region and are finding that disorder is spreading to Africa and Europe. It says a global gloom makes the international political system feel like a patient that is still struggling to recover from a severe illness, which began with the financial crisis of 2008. Another severe shock, such as a major terrorist attack or a serious economic downturn, could spell real trouble. And I found this comparison to be quite interesting because in the book of Isaiah, the ancient and the modern house of Israel are compared with a patient, an ill, sick patient who cannot be healed. When it comes to the United States, Deutsche Welle wrote on December 27, "It has been a year of violence and unrest for the United States, both at home and abroad. With a presidential election just around the corner, the country's future course is far from settled. The nuclear deal with Iran has sparked fierce opposition from one of America's closest allies, Israel. 3 years after withdrawing, U.S. troops have returned to Iraq to combat ISIS. In October, the president decided to keep more than 5,000 troops stationed in Afghanistan after he leaves office to check a resurgent Taliban and budding ISIS branch." And it goes on to say that the political environment is ripe for outsiders. Nearly 8 years after Obama was first elected president, Americans are still looking for change. Now let's turn our attention on Europe. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle dated December 30 saying, "The year 2015 began as it ended, with shots ringing out in terror attacks in the heart of Paris. The end of this year saw the formation of an unlikely coalition that intends to take action against ISIS, Islamic State. The United States, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, France, and Turkey are all pursuing totally different goals in the region. Germany and other European allies, such as Great Britain and Denmark, are now intent on putting their declared solidarity into action. Nearly all the traces, it says, left the perpetrators of the Paris terror attacks lead to Belgium. Soldiers are patrolling the streets at the end of the year 2015. What an interesting, horrible picture. Another article about Europe, published by The Local on December 28, said that Germany's Angela Merkel emerged as the continent's de facto leader, drawing more praise and fire than ever. And here's an interesting quote which Angela Merkel herself said. She said, 2015 has been an incredible year. Hard to comprehend, really. She said, I have never experienced such a rapid sequence of highly significant events. Now some, like New York Times columnist Roger Cohen, wrote that she has become a towering European figure. But the article also points out that many Germans have doubts, fearing that Merkel, their trusted guarantor of stability, is plunging the country into chaos. And the article concludes, that is why 2016 will be the true acid test. Here's another one by the EU Observer talking about Europe. This article was published on December 29, saying that Germany's finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, said the refugee influx means that European countries will have to increase spending on defense. Ultimately, our aim must be a joint European army. And it also says that Germany has stepped up efforts to play a more visible role in international affairs. Even the demons speak out. They seem to have a field day, and they are out there to deceive, to misrepresent, and to lie. Here's an article by Express, a British paper, which was published on December 30, saying this. A blind mystic who foresaw the 9/11 terror attacks on America and the Boxing Day tsunami also predicted that Europe would be destroyed in the next year. Mrs. Vanga, who died in 1996, aged 85, said in a dire prediction that Europe will cease to exist in 2016. With the continent becoming a wasteland, almost entirely devoid of any form of life after a series of catastrophes. She predicted that the population of the continent will reach almost zero by 2025 with Muslim invaders, believed by some to refer to Islamic State, moving in to conquer the former European countries by 2043. In a chilling echo of ISIS's own stated goals, she prophesied that Islamist militants will conquer Rome in 2066, before the U.S. will respond with a climate change weapon to try and claim the city back for Christianity. She finishes her dire predictions for Europe by stating that the entire continent will come under the rule of a communist dictator by 2076, whilst the so-called Nostradamus of the Balkans may be outlandish in their statements. Other experts have also predicted that 2016 could be the year the EU falls apart. Now, this blind mystic was most certainly really, truly blind, but also inspired, but not by God. Of course, we know that demons know the future too, in part, but you can never believe them because they are there to deceive gullible people. Wouldn't it be nice if we could know the future? Is any of what I've said today, any of the articles I quoted, of any validity? Is it true? Is it partially true? Is it wrong? Why is it true? Why is it wrong? Do you know? Can you know? Well, even though you cannot trust a man, you most certainly cannot trust lying spirits, there is a being whom you can trust, and that is God. God cannot and will not lie. And he has inspired a book which is infallible, the only book which is infallible, the Holy Bible. And the Holy Bible tells you very clearly what is going to happen in 2016 and beyond. If you want to know, we have prepared two booklets which tell you from the pages of the Bible what is going to happen. You don't have to guess. You don't have to live in uncertainty. You can know. The first booklet, which is free of charge, is titled Biblical Prophecy From Now Until Forever. Biblical Prophecy From Now Until Forever. It shows you from the pages of the Bible what is going to happen in the world, in the United States of America, in Europe, in other parts, in the Middle East. And here's another booklet, which also is very important for you to have. When and how will Christ return? You see, my friends, Jesus Christ has said that a time of great tribulation will come to this earth. something which has never happened before, and something which will never happen again. And unless Christ would return to shorten those days, no human being would be saved alive. See, what that blind mystic said, inspired by demons, could come true if Christ wouldn't return. But the good news is Christ will return, and he will make an end to this madness. Yes, times will get worse. 2016 will get much worse than 2015 has been, and so on. But the good news is that Christ will come to make an end to it all. And you need to know, you should be willing to know, what is prophesied for your future. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.